A cheerleader for local and regional artists today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. In February, UK announced that Stuart Horodner, Artistic Director of the Atlanta Contemporary Art Center, would become the new director of UK's Art Museum. He's just been on the job for a few weeks, and we're fortunate to be here at the museum to talk with Stuart today. Welcome to UK Perspectives.
My pleasure, thanks.
Well, we tend to think of, let's face it, we tend to think of art museum directors and maybe public radio managers as being a little stuffy and maybe remote. And I read your 82 questions interview on the Atlanta Contemporary blog, so I take it you don't really fit that mold.
I hope not. I tried to be outside of those pre-expectations. It's fun to have ideas about what people should be, and then it's fun to break those ideas occasionally.
And it seems appropriate for an art museum and someone who works with artists.
Well, that part of it, you can't be stuffy and rigid if you're going to work with creative people. And I think you also can't be staid and too conservative if you're going to ask other people to come in and share their audience involvement and open themselves up to stuff. You want that to be flexible and generous and engaged, and that tends to not be the kind of terms that you're using there as museum describers or museum director describers. I know some pretty out there, energized museum directors. I hope to be one of them.
You were in Atlanta for how many years?
8 years.
And what do you feel was your greatest accomplishment there?
Wow, that's a hard thing to just pick. I would say commissioning new work. I mean, if I had to pick one thing, we did a lot of projects where we empowered artists to create things with us for the exhibitions and projects that without institutional support, both financial and also giving them a platform where they're allowed to try something big, try something new, and you take great pleasure. I took great pleasure, I think, as did they, in the environment being a very nurturing, ambitious one, but also one where you could experiment and try things. We did that with several artists, and the work that they made was very meaningful to them in the development of their careers and led to some other really interesting things that happened.
And what was it about the UK Art Museum that prompted you to give up Atlanta, give up your job there, and come to Kentucky?
Well, I left Atlanta at a time where we had just renovated our facility, had a great run of many years doing the kinds of things I was just explaining. And so it felt like if you're going to leave a place, leave on a high note. I wasn't dying to get out of there. Believe me, it would have been the best, a terrific time to stay. But at that moment, the job offer here seemed robust in a bunch of ways that have been not exactly my experience, like managing and working with almost 5,000 work collection. I've spent most of my life working in the present with contemporary artists, but I'm very interested in historical legacies, interested in matching and pairing works from different disciplines, and those kinds of things you can do best on a college campus. And so the University Museum, what it has as a collection, its dialogue with the community as well as national peers outside of Lexington, it just offered a whole new set of challenges, and I like new challenges. So,
dialogue with the community kind of leads me into my next question, which is why, in your opinion, is this museum, the UK Art Museum, so important to the community and to the university?
Well, it's, I think museums are often a kind of safe space to come and look at things that you're unfamiliar with or relook at things that you think you're familiar with. And you have to be, as a museum on a college campus, I think, certainly was the way I sold myself if I was going to come here, was that the museum needs to be engaged with both communities. It has an immediate community of 30,000 plus students. It has faculty whose charge is to give young people new ways of thinking about things. And part of the success of this museum has to be its engagement with the college and all of the other things that the college has as aspirations. If it was only that and people in the community didn't feel like it was also their museum, it would be a failure. And so when I think of great university museums around the country, I'm thinking just, let's say, the United States, the Berkeley Art Museum, the Rose Art Museum at Brandeis, the Blanton at the University of Texas at Austin, the Renaissance Society in Chicago. I mean, I could go on and on. These are the Wexner Center, not far from here. These are all university museums that do amazing things, and the people that live in those towns would claim them and speak, you know, lovingly and passionately. Yale, Princeton. You want to do both. And if you do both, I think, the third leg of that stool is also being in a dialogue with other great peers around the country. You're not doing any of this stuff in isolation.
I mentioned at the outset your desire to be a cheerleader for local artists. So how do you plan to go about that?
Well, you know, one of the things that I did in Atlanta that I feel very good about is that you can never show every artist who might be deserving, you know, in a town. The mission of the institution is to show, you know, a wide range of work, historical, contemporary, in all mediums, textiles, craft, design, painting, drawing, sculpture, video. I mean, I'm sure, and I've only scratched the surface after 2 weeks of getting to meet some of the artists in the community, and whether they ever show at the museum or not, I want them to think of myself and the staff here as possible ambassadors and agents for them, make connections with them. We'll do projects with some of them for sure. Maybe we can collaborate with other entities, whether it's the Lexington Art League, whether it's Institute 193, whether it's the Lyric. These are all places that I will be frequenting. I know some of them, I've been to several. But I want them to know that my connections around the country and elsewhere are available to them. Like, I can be a resource, the museum can be a resource. I want people interested in the arts to think of the museum first as a place where they can, you know, come and be inspired, but also use us as a connector to other things they're trying to do. And I'd like to think we're going to try to do things that maybe we haven't done in the past, or if we did a little bit, I'd like to do more of, which is partnering with people to use our space, which is to say we can host literature events, we can host music events, we can ask dancers to respond to exhibitions, we can, you know, be very nimble, and that creates new connections, new enthusiasms, new ways of thinking about stuff, and the community is certainly a player in that.
The permanent collection here is very impressive, and it's one of the things that I really appreciated when I first came to UK 10 years ago. But how much of the permanent collection are we actually seeing? I mean, is this just the tip of the iceberg, I assume?
It's the tip of the iceberg, and in that regard, we're not unlike all great museums. You know, if you want to see what's in MoMA or the Met in New York, for example, less than 4 or 5% usually is on view. And that tells you that there is just oodles of excellent other stuff that you're not seeing. The challenge for those museums and us is to figure out ways of maybe recycling, changing out, lending work to other institutions to just make what is in the holdings, you know, just visible more often or in new dynamic ways.
Are there ways you can do that online as well?
Absolutely. That's another thing we're looking at. How does the information get shared with other colleagues, researchers, students who might want to say, you know what, that painting isn't up, but I would like to know about it and use it for my interests in terms of writing about it, possibly borrowing it for some project, connecting it to other museums which equally have interesting things that they're not showing. So you can create certain connections that might be sharing opportunities with other regional museums or other museums, you know, around the world. Wouldn't it be great to walk into a museum in Germany or Japan and say, you know what, this work that you're looking at is on loan from the Lexington environment? That would be great.
There's been talk over the years of expanding the museum or possibly locating a new space. Is that one of your priorities?
Well, the things that I said when I interviewed, and it's becoming more clear to me that those are things, the facility is, in my mind, not large enough, not engaged enough, whether it's in the right place or not. My job is to make it more and more vital so that more people want to see its ambitions get rearticulated. It could be expanded on this site if that becomes the reality. It could be moved to some other location if that becomes the reality. That's a lot of moving parts. But the part that I know would require, the part that I think I can immediately do is make it so dynamic in terms of its partnerships and its engagement and its sense of, you know, whatever you thought the museum was before, we are going to ratchet up its energy to the point where what you're asking about becomes a, we have to rethink what the museum is doing and where it can be because it's bursting at the seams. My feeling is when it's bursting at the seams, the money, the vision, the location, all of the partners that'll need to come together to make a big move will have already been feeling like, okay, now we're confident that we should make this move. I just think it's a sort of walking before you're running, and I'm trying to assess the, you know, the body of the institution to try to make smart decisions about that.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Our guest has been Stuart Horodner, new director of UK's Art Museum. Our complete UK Perspectives interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.